I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and we're going to be talking this afternoon with Louise Wilder. Louise is a Galesburg resident, has been since her teenage years, and we're talking to Louise on behalf of Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul project. We want to get different perspectives from different people throughout the Galesburg community. This is something that the Galesburg on Track and Heart and Soul Project has been doing. And Louise is our guest today, as we want to visit a little bit with her and get her perspectives on Galesburg. So welcome to our studios, Louise. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So you came to Galesburg as a 15-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your first experiences here, if you recall.
Well, I was went to Lombard School, which I dearly loved still today. Mm-hmm. Met Spark Berglund, who was my gym teacher, and boy, did we get along great. And most of the kids says, oh, I went in and Spark put me on GA right away. And most of the kids thought, how'd you do that? You got to have an A to be a GA, and you haven't been here long enough. And I said, well, I don't know. You have to ask my teacher.
You had a good rapport with Spark.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. What were your high school years like after Lombard?
Well, they were great, too. Galesburg High is a very nice place. I found a few problems there, but nothing major. I think the teachers were very nice back then, and I liked it real well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming from a southern town, you know, it was really nice.
Yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in Alabama.
Okay.
Yes.
So what brought your family to Galesburg?
My mom moved here, and of course, I moved here with her.
Mm-hmm. And did she work in the community?
Yes, she worked at the Custer Hotel for a long, long time. And after that, she worked at Gale Products and for a number of years until she retired.
Did you have siblings?
Yes, I have a brother here, and I have some other ones in Ohio, but I had one brother that was here with me.
Mm-hmm. Did you encounter any difficulties early on in Galesburg?
Not really, because I think part of that was my attitude, and I was always a big sports fan, and Galesburg is, of course, a sports town, and I was pretty good in sports, so I connected real well.
Mm-hmm. Did you play in high school? Were there sports you could play in high school at the time?
Well, basketball some, and not a lot, but, you know.
Intramurals?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that Lombard Gym a place you could go when you were in junior high?
Yes.
Was that open?
Yes.
That building that still exists?
Yes. Mr. Fitch was the boys' gym teacher, and Spark Berglund was for the girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were in that?
Yes.
Castle-like building there at
absolutely
at Lombard.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, tell me a little bit moving on from high school. Did you attend college? Did you go to work? Did you
raise
a family?
Yeah, well, I got married. But after I got married, I went to Brown's Business College. And then I became Human Relations Director for the city of Galesburg. And after that, during that time, I did attend Knox for 2 years. And Knox is a very great school and a very difficult school. But I had to go back to my job. So I was like part-time working and going to Knox. And it was difficult to do both. And so I elected to go back to the job.
Yeah. Tell me about doing that job. What kind of problems or solutions did you encounter in that role?
Well, we had a lot of things going on. In fact, one of the first programs that we held was a job fair. And that I think that was one of the first things in Galesburg. We also did a law enforcement project. And there were lots of great things that came out of that position with the Human Service Commission. And we were able to place a lot of minorities in positions that hadn't been there before, like at the telephone company and Gale Product, Butler Manufacturing. And so the Prairieland Legal Aid Society is now still functioning as a one of the services of that department that I worked.
Wow. What was the time frame there, Louise?
We're talking late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. let's move forward to the present. As you look at Galesburg now, what do you see that you like about the community, and what do you view that the community needs to work on?
Well, we really need to work on economics. We need to work on getting more jobs in the community. We need to also work to help poverty in this area. I do think we have a lot of that. We need a connection here. We need to give Galesburg the spring of life, if you understand what I mean when I say that, because this is a great community. It's a small community, which I like really, really well. Because of that, we have lots of sports activities. We are involved, but we need to get more involved. We need to get more involved with people and connect together.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas how to go about that?
Yes. Well, Heart and Soul's doing a lot about that because we're doing outreach programs. We're trying to interview and talk to Galesburg as a whole. And we're not just going on one end of town. We're going in a circle and going all over town. We want to meet with the low-income area, middle-income area, and high-income area. And I think we have volunteers and the right people on board to get that done.
Do you think over the years you've seen more of a separation of people in Galesburg as opposed to a coming together of people in Galesburg? What's your take on that, Louise?
Well, I think we're at a point now where things aren't nearly as bad as they used to be. There was a time when people couldn't live in certain areas in Galesburg. Now you see adversity. You know, people are all over town. I look and I see people that I never dreamed of that would be in Galesburg, you know, and so it's a great thing to see that.
We're talking with Louise Wilder on behalf of Galesburg on Track, the Heart and Soul Project. Louise, I want to go back for just a moment. We were talking about how times have changed, in other words, and more diversity you're seeing in different parts of the community. But you do remember a time when that wasn't so, and you were here in the community.
Absolutely. That was a time when Lake Story had a side for blacks and a side for whites, and that's no longer the case. We can go to both sides now, and that's a big, huge change, I think. And we are moving forward. There's more people in hired in positions that were never there before. So I see a lot of improvements in our community.
How can we keep moving that forward, Louise, in the future? What do people need to know? What do they need to consider? What do they need to change about their thinking, perhaps?
I don't know if it's altogether thinking. I think that when you show love and real love to someone, I think that's the key and the answer, you know, is to show people that you care, to get involved. Our youth is going to make a big difference. And that's where some of our priorities ought to be, is trying to make youth live in Galesburg, stay in Galesburg, show them that we love them, we care, and we want them to work here and help us to build our community. I think that can make all the difference in the world when we start out with the young folks.
Did you get together with other organizations over the years in time to help maybe pursue projects that you felt were important to you, clubs, organizations, church, what have you?
Well, I had a lot of input from different people here in town. I remember the time when there were a lot of problems. I could go to Harvey Wotus, for an example, and get a lot of help. Go to Louis Lakers and get a lot of input and help on how to help poor people. Back then, those are two people that were very, very instrumental in doing a lot to help poverty in our community. So, yeah, I did have a lot of help in doing that. And even in working with the police department and the John Slough and I attended meetings to sort of help and humanize is not a good word, but humanize the police department, to help better the police department. And I worked very close with Chief Rakes on helping the police department to be a better. And I think as a result of that, we had a very good police department then. Mm-hmm. I'm not as much involved now with the police department and don't know as much about them now. And I keep saying I've got to go visit there, yeah. you know, but. Yeah.
But I suspect your position on the Human Relations Commission was a great in for you, if you will, to be able to meet with different departments and community members.
Absolutely.
At the time.
Absolutely. And a lot of movement was made back then toward getting Galesburg a better place to live. And I think right now we're in a very good position in Galesburg as far as race relations and job opportunities for poor people and minorities. I think that we're in a much better position than what we were 25 years ago.
Just one final question, Louise, because I saw on the Facebook page for Galesburg on Track, it said, well, if you could wave a magic wand to be king or queen for a day, what would you like to see in Galesburg? And you just mentioned some of it during our discussion, but if I tap you on the shoulder and you're queen for a day, what would you like to see here?
A little bit more togetherness. I think if we can visit with all the churches and get everybody involved and show that we all love our community and everybody in this community is necessary. It's like a puzzle. If there's one piece missing, then we don't have the total community. So we need to be like the picture puzzle. We need to get everyone together, show love, communication, and let people know that we care what happens to them, no matter who they are.
We've been talking with Louise Wilder. Thank you, Louise, for joining us here on behalf of Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul community. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL.